Rosie on the House is on the road from Arizona's Christmas City, Prescott. Rosie on the House is live from Jersey Lilies on Whiskey Row.
Only Jennifer Romero can get the bars open this early.
It's the good end of the bar in the morning.
Boy, they have got it shined up spotless right now, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All cleaned up. Good morning, Arizona. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House. And we are broadcasting from a saloon, which we've got in the habit of doing every single first weekend of December as we journey up the road from home base to the official Christmas city of Arizona, Prescott, Arizona. We are broadcasting for the event of the annual holiday parade, which will commence a little bit later today, as well as the courthouse lighting. Now, if you have never been here for tonight's event, I'm going to tell you, you ought to change your evening, afternoon plans right now. Don't plan on coming up and staying the night. I would have to imagine rooms are pretty hard to find right now. But if you're within driving distance of the Courthouse Square of Prescott, plan on getting here and being here. And I'm going to tell you why. We're going to bring in Mrs. Sherry Heine, the president and CEO of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to let you invite the entire state of Arizona to your beautiful city for this evening. What's going on?
Well, we have a few things going on this morning. My goodness. We have, first of all, we kick it off with the 35th annual Christmas parade. And we bring the big guy in, Santa Claus. I'm very excited about that. And something new this year for the parade is that after the parade, Santa's going to stay here on the Courthouse Square timeline and take requests from the children. And during that time, we're going to have the high school bands playing music and just making it real festive.
That's a little bit different than what we've seen historically.
Yes, it is. It's a change this year. We felt like if Santa's going to come all the way here, we've got to keep him here for a little bit.
Rather than let him just show his face in the parade?
That's right.
All right. So he's in the parade.
Yes.
He's the grand poobah of the parade.
He is.
Well, I guess He's the second grand poobah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We'd have a grand marshal.
Yeah, we have a grand marshal.
He'll be stopping by later.
We'll have Tommy here a little bit later, so he will be the grand poobah today. But
absolutely.
Santa Claus will play second fiddle to Tommy Meredith.
You bet.
And then he'll be in the courthouse square at the courthouse foot
steps. Right on the timeline square, right in front of the bronze horse piece there.
And, okay.
Yeah. And
at Bucky O'Neill's feet.
You betcha, pretty much.
All right.
Pretty
good.
Appropriate place for Prescott.
And did you tell me till 5 o'clock he'll be there?
He'll be there till 5 o'clock, yes.
Okay, so the parade actually commences at what time?
At 1 o'clock.
All right.
You bet.
And you basically, anywheres you can park, get to the courthouse square. And there are people right now setting up chairs, their family viewing sections, as we speak. But don't let that discourage you from not getting here, because it's a fantastic event. So the parade starts at 1.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. And in my memory, I mean, that's pretty much a two-hour event, I recall.
Yeah, we have 85 entries this year, so it's going to be a good, strong parade.
Is the old clogging club in this year?
I believe so. We'll have to watch for the Maricopa 4-H cloggers.
Okay. Jennifer was here with our daughters for years and years and years as part of that event. And so we've been here in shorts and passing out water bottles at this time of year. And we've also been here in snowstorms, freezing with the girls, chattering their teeth the whole time they were dancing.
Pretty miserable, but an experience for sure.
All right. So the parade at 1. Santa Claus, that'll last a couple hours. Santa Claus sits tight and sits at the courthouse square for the kids.
You bet.
Through 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from there?
Well, then at 5 o'clock, you'll start to hear music, and some of the choirs will be singing on the steps, and we'll be preparing for the 6 p.m. show, where we start the ceremonies for the courthouse lighting.
Sunset, I think, is right about 5:15, 5:20 tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the show starts at 6.
Yes.
Tell me what we'll see at the show, because it's pretty spectacular
there
on the steps.
Yeah, it's a tradition here in Prescott, and this will be the 63rd year for the courthouse lighting.
Wow.
Yeah, we have over 87 trees that will be lit up this evening, And we have our former Secretary of State, Kenny Bennett. He'll be our narrator, and he'll read the Christmas story to us. And
from right there from the front door up on top of the steps.
Well, he'll be a little lower.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he'll be a little lower because we have the choir. All the kids will be behind him.
Awesome.
And the kids will sing the carols, and he'll read the story, and then something magical will happen, which the lights will be turned on, and then the festivities begin.
And folks, let me paint the picture for you. It's a lit celebration. There are crowds of people all along Gurley Street watching the north elevation of the Courthouse Square. Kim Bennett will be reading the Christmas story. The choir will be singing behind them. It's lit. You can watch it. You can see it. Everything goes quiet, and then someone throws a switch.
You bet.
And the entire courthouse square lights up. 88 trees, some 100, almost 100 feet tall, and I don't know how many lights there are, but it is a spectacular event.
It sure is, and it's a great way to kick off the season.
And then once the light, once the courthouse is lit, and then we have had trouble a couple times here. You have to pace when you want to try and get a little bite to eat.
Yes.
Because every restaurant on the square is like a 30 or 40 minute wait at least. But y'all have kind of worked around that this year as well.
Well, we also added some food booths on the square as well so that we can help take care of folks too in between their wait time. And shopping. There's plenty of shopping to do, too. You can kick off your shopping. We are kicking off the Shop Prescott Start Here program, so love to have everyone get involved in that part, too.
That's a fun shopping local experience.
Yes.
And that's been kind of my tradition, is to stay the afternoon and do my shopping, that robbed my wallet every year. And then the Roadhouse, what is the Firehouse?
Oh, yeah, the Firehouse. We have the Spice Traveler.
Yes, mm-hmm. Load up on those and bring home all kinds of goodies to put in everybody's stockings.
This is usually Jennifer's official first weekend of Christmas shopping. So come on up and join us at the City of Prescott, the official Christmas city. Was it Rose Mofford that declared that?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that goes back...
1989.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And y'all were already doing the courthouse square lighting then, mm-hmm. so you already had the tradition and all of that established. What else have y'all got going on in the beautiful city of Prescott?
Well, I know our next guest is going to talk a lot about Frontier Christmas, so I won't get into that, but there are so many other things to get to enjoy. The Enchanted Christmas Tour of Lights at the Prescott Gateway Mall. It also was kicked off yesterday, December 1st, so that's ongoing too. So you can actually have the courthouse lighting tonight and, you know, and come back and enjoy that piece. We also have the 25th annual Gingerbread Village up at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center.
That is worth a stop.
It is.
That is amazing.
I was one of the official judges this year, so we had a lot of fun with that, and there are some beautiful gingerbread houses there.
Those
made
are
by children.
Monster
and,
ones.
Oh, my goodness.
Incredible. Great imagination.
Those are always, that is always one of our favorite grandchildren stop.
Absolutely. It's a perfect place to stop. And they're beautiful. And there's mm-hmm. so many of them. So next thing we have a live theater here. And there's a lot of great shows going on throughout the December as well. We have Walk Through Bethlehem live theater at the American Lutheran Church. And, you know, that's... going on this weekend as well from 6 to 8:30 on tonight, so that's an opportunity. And here's one of my favorites that I want to get a chance to see is a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, at the Prescott Center for the Arts stage. So we're excited about that as well. So as you can see, there's so much going on.
Well, as president of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, you're absolutely busy. We had to fight to get her to get here and visit with us this morning because she actually has to leave us now very shortly to do what?
I have to help get Santa's his tent ready for after the parade.
Okay, and then after that?
Oh, yes, we're going to be having a volunteer breakfast. for all the volunteers that will be working the parade and working the courthouse lighting. We're kicking them off with the breakfast. Thanks to the Yavapai Indian tribe, they donated monies for us to be able to do that. So we're very excited.
Big setup, the Santa tent, and then the big volunteer breakfast, and then you'll be organizing the rest of the day to get the parade going, to get the Santa village operating after the parade, and then as well as the presentation this evening on the steps of the courthouse.
Yeah, just a little busy day
for me. Mm-hmm. I guess. And Miss Sherry, how long have you been here?
I've been here for 1 year.
Well, it didn't take you long to get immersed.
I'm no stranger to the parades and all that. I've been in the chamber business for well over 25 years, so this is, it feels natural, and it's beautiful here, so absolutely love it.
Well, given your absolutely crammed schedule, we certainly appreciate you getting up even a little wee bit earlier than you may have wanted to join us this morning. It's going to be a long day for you. It's a spectacular. It's a city. It is Prescott's Day in the Lights today.
How exciting for us, huh?
Absolutely. Sherry, thanks a million for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank
you. Sherry Heine, the president and CEO of Prescott Chamber of Commerce, sharing with y'all just a little bit about all the things we've got going on in the official Christmas City today, where we're broadcasting live from the balcony. Actually, we cheated. We cheated. I've been suffering a little bit of a cough lately. And we have moved in from the 41-degree temperature, and we're actually inside behind the protection of the glass in the nice warm environments of the Jersey Lily Saloon. What did Tommy call this? A establishment for ladies and gentlemen, right? It's not. He didn't like it being called a saloon. It was a fine establishment for ladies and gentlemen. The Jersey Lily on the Courthouse Square in the city of Prescott. When we come back, we're going to be visiting a little bit with We're going to take y'all into the future, the future of home ownership in the state of Arizona. And a little bit later in the bottom half of the hour, the second half of the hour here this morning in, at Roselle Now's, we're going to bring in the chief curator of the Charlotte Hall Museum, and we're going to be sharing the Christmas experience on the frontier. What was it like experiencing Christmas in the early 1900s here in your log cabin?